Victim advocates want prosecutors around the country to look again at cases of abuse of children in the Catholic Church after a massive cover-up was revealed in Pennsylvania. A grand jury report released yesterday found that more than 300 Catholic priests in the state had molested more than 1,000 boys and girls over 7 decades, and that senior church officials knew about it. The report included testimony from victims and reviewed hundreds of thousands of secret church documents. We should note the allegations, in terms of the descriptions of abuse, are difficult to hear, and the following conversation may not be appropriate for some listeners. Spoke earlier today with Joe Hernandez, who's a reporter at WHYY in Philadelphia, and asked him what the report found.
Through this testimony and all these documents, the grand jury found kind of a horrible picture of abuse that occurred across the state. In one case, a priest abused 5 sisters, 5 girls from a single family. In another case in Pittsburgh, a group of priests had a young boy strip down and pose like Jesus on the cross on a bed and took photos of him nude and then circulated those photos among priests. So just a kind of a horrible, horrendous situation for many of the victims.
If reports like that were brought to the attention of the Archdiocese, why was nothing done about it, or was anything done at the time?
Sometimes things happen, but most of the time the priests were moved around. In some cases, the bishops would say this isn't going to be a big trauma on the victim. And in some cases, the bishops would actually say to the priests, you know, I know this is a tough time for you. I hope that you're doing okay. I read through the report yesterday, and in one case, the grand jury interviewed a district attorney at the time who'd received one of these allegations, and he didn't do anything about it. And he said, I really don't have a good answer. I think I just wanted to be in the good graces of the bishop. So often abuse would be dressed up kind of euphemistically. They wouldn't come out and say the word rape or abuse. And rarely did any of these allegations ever go to court.
And right now, what do we know about those priests who stand accused? Are those who are still alive still with the church? Are they still active priests?
I don't know if every single priest named in the report is not in active ministry right now. Many of them aren't. And some of the dioceses have put out statements saying, you know, none of the priests in our diocese named in this report are still in active ministry. Many of them named in the report are dead. And many of them named in the report have had their names redacted because some have challenged the fact that this grand jury is releasing a report including accusations, pretty strong accusations, against men who may deny it or deny their roles in the cover-ups. So 2 criminal cases have resulted from the grand jury. They issued what are called presentments. One priest has pleaded guilty to abuse. Another just was charged in May. So some criminal charges have come out of this, but for the vast majority, they're way beyond Pennsylvania's statute of limitations for criminal charges, so they won't be charged. I should also note that one recommendation that came out of this report from the grand jury is to eliminate the statute of limitations on criminal child sexual abuse charges in Pennsylvania. This is a bill that currently is in the Pennsylvania legislature, but it hasn't gained consensus in both houses yet.
Is there any indication that there are adults or young people within the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania right now who are still in danger?
I think the grand jury might say yes, or maybe we just don't know for sure that they aren't. One thing that the grand jury noted was that, you know, when these bombshell allegations came out of Boston in 2002, it wasn't like suddenly priests stopped abusing children in the church. There have been abuse allegations after that. And so the grand jury report says people need to stay vigilant and the church needs to stay on top of it.
And what is the church saying?
The church is largely standing behind the victims now, and many of the bishops, all of the bishops in these 6 dioceses in Pennsylvania issued statements yesterday. Many of them said, we don't shield child abusers no matter when the abuse occurred. We hear you. We know that we made mistakes in the past, and we're going to have to do better in the future.
One other question, Joe. Did anyone within the church, as difficult as it supposedly was at the time, stand up to the hierarchy during this period and say this can't go on?
There were reports in the grand jury report of clergy writing letters to higher ups, even of bishops writing letters to the Vatican saying, you know, we're taking this seriously. Whether they actually did take that seriously once the bishops got, you know, wind of these allegations is another thing. And I think the grand jury would say in most cases they didn't take it seriously enough.
Joe Hernandez, reporter with WHYY in Philadelphia. Joe, thank you.
Thanks.